First of all, I want to thank everyone for being here today, especially ones here at the table today for their involvement in dealing with issues around the state. I want to thank the media for coming in today to this press conference to kind of talk about the situation in Missouri. One, this will totally depend on the, we're going to be talking about the drought situation in the state of Missouri. However, before I start on comments and introduce people at the table here, I do want to say that the state fair just finished up last week, which showcased who we are in Missouri, our number one industry, and a lot of positive things. And as I walked around the fairgrounds with the director, many, many people with happy faces, smiling faces, trying to do their part to showcase Missouri's agriculture. But the truth be, it's not the best of times either for our farmers across the state. And that's what we're here today, trying to figure out how we're going to be able to assist with that. So I want to introduce people. Director Chin is here. Director Comer with Natural Resources. Director Polly with Conservation. Harry Thompson representing Missouri Farm Bureau. Greg Buckman from Missouri Cattlemen's. Sean Cornelius with the Missouri Dairy Association. And Lloyd Guthner with the Missouri Dairy Association. All these people have been working together along with the governor's office to try to do what it is we can do to help this drought situation in Missouri. One thing I also want to say is that we're here to help, is what our government role is. We can't fix the rain. It's a little bit above all of our pay grades to be able to make that call. Thank goodness somebody else will make that decision for rain for us someday. But first of all, just let me say good morning and thank you all for coming. And it's been a blessing for some parts of our state over the last few days for rain we have received. However, the drought conditions are still very serious. And today I would like to welcome those who are standing with me today to discuss the concern conditions. I appreciate these folks being here as provided you with an update. There's going to provide you with an update on the drought. In July, I issued an executive order declaring a drought alert and creating the Drought Assessment Committee to examine how we can assist areas that are being impacted. We have also traveled the state, hosting roundtables in every corner, discussing and witnessing the drought firsthand. The drought has continued and has had a great impact on the state of Missouri. Our livestock and row crop producers are facing a lot of hardships that could have a long-term effect for our state. Let me just say for myself, I have never, and I'm still active farmer, most of you know that, but I have never fed hay in August in my entire career as a farmer, all the way from being on my dad's farm. But I did 2 weeks ago for the first time. And I'm not the only one that's doing that. But anytime you're feeding hay in the state of Missouri in August, I guarantee you it's not a good sign for any farmers in this state, whether you're row crop or whether you're livestock. And we've had numerous stories about farmers selling off livestock, baling corn, and in need of access to more water. And I've been pulling together different agencies to coordinate ways to assist these counties and assist our farmers. This drought has impacted nearly every county. 98% of Missouri is affected by this drought. 86 counties are currently in a drought alert. And we have been looking into additional ways in which we can help our farmers. Today, we're announcing access to public available water. Farmers will now be able to pump water on their own, and the creation of a lottery for haying on state property. If you have any questions, we've created a single phone number for the farmers to be able to call in to the state. And before I turn it over to the directors, I just want to say how incredibly proud I am how each department has answered the call to help our farmers during this difficult time. Our Missouri farmers and these counties need our support, and I want them to know that their state government will continue to be on the front lines with them. We've rolled up our sleeves, we're working together to get it done, whatever that may be for our Missouri farmers. And this today is about giving people the tools they need to be successful and how we can help with the farmers. And needless to say, I don't need to tell anybody at this table or tell anybody that's out in the press corps. You know, Mother Nature plays a part in our state. It ever has in our entire lives. And hopefully when that day comes, we will get rain again. We all know that. But for the time being, it's about really helping one another at a time of tough times for our farmers in this state. And I can't say enough, again, about what the directors and what these ag agencies have done to work together to try to figure out solutions. And it's tough to find out solutions for everybody. But at the end of the day, we will prevail. Missouri has went through difficult times before in agriculture, and we'll go through it again. But I tell you what, we'll go through it together, and I think we're going to be able to help some farmers in this state, and that's important. So, Director Chin, would you like to make a few comments?
Well, good morning. As the governor said, we are fresh off of the state fair, where farmers come together to reunite and talk about what's been happening on their farms and ranches. The overall theme that we heard this year loud and clear is that farmers are really struggling with this drought. We have some farmers who are hauling hay in from other states while other farmers are culling their cattle herds. And some farmers quite simply are just selling what they can to try and make the bills every month. It's a serious situation for our farming community. I truly appreciate Governor Parson's leadership in issuing his executive order in July. He realized very quickly that we needed swift action to be able to help our farmers and ranchers. But this response was not just from the Department of Agriculture. We teamed up with the Department of Conservation and the Department of Natural Resources, and we worked together as one team under Governor Parson's leadership to make sure that we were doing all that we could for our farmers and ranchers. The Department of Transportation also stepped up to the table to assist us in reducing some restrictions and permit fees so that farmers could haul hay more easily to get their cattle fed. And we really appreciated the effort of our fellow cabinet members of making sure that Missouri farmers' ranchers' needs were met. Together, along with the agriculture organizations that you see here today and many others, we're working hard to assist our communities and our farm and ranch families that are depending on all of us to make sure we have a strong rural community. When our farmers hurt, their communities hurt too. The best solution, as the governor said, is one that we cannot control. It's rain. So please know that Missouri is taking action. Leadership at the highest levels are listening and they're taking action to find ways to address the concerns and the needs of our rural communities. As summer begins to wind down, please continue to pray for timely rain to help restore our pastures and our ponds. We need it for our rural communities, not just for our farmers and ranchers. I would truly like to thank my fellow cabinet members who are sitting here today because it truly was a team effort. The Department of Agriculture could not do this alone. It took the help of other agencies to make sure that we were giving our farmers and ranchers the support they needed. So thank you to everyone here today.
Director Palmer, with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today as part of the team under the leadership of Governor Parson. From the outset, I've been impressed by the teamwork and communication between state and federal agencies. The Department of Natural Resources have been committed to providing relief from the earliest stages of this drought. Since the governor issued his executive order in July, employees throughout the agency have looked for ways to provide assistance and regulatory relief. We have streamlined processes, and we have coordinated within our department and with other agencies, both state and federal. The announcement of our state parks providing access to water for livestock and the ability to hay our parks' properties adds to the opportunities that are available to help citizens throughout this tough time. Our Soil and Water Program, in coordination with the Soil and Water Districts Commission, has implemented several programs for farmers that prioritize drought relief, provide additional funding opportunities, and waive regulatory requirements to help livestock producers provide forage and water. Our Financial Assistance Center is offering emergency funding to help local communities ensure they can continue to provide safe drinking water for all their citizens. And at Governor Parson's request, the Department of Natural Resources has been coordinating the Drought Assessment Committee, as well as the Agricultural and Drinking Water Supply Impact Teams. I'm very proud of the work our teams have done, but the strength of this response is because all our agencies are working together to find new and better ways to help. Communication staff from across many agencies have been in close contact to ensure we're providing up-to-date information at a single location. Farmers and citizens can learn about assistance opportunities, current conditions, and find many other resources related to drought at dnr.mo.gov/drought. I want to thank Governor Parson for his leadership and our agency partners here today for their teamwork. I would also like to thank our Drought Assessment Committee members for their time and efforts, and all the other state and federal partners who are working to ease the impact of this drought. Thank you.
Director, thank you. Director Foley with the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Governor. Just first of all, just want to say I think that the purpose of the Drought Assessment Committee is for agencies to come together to bring the tools that they have brought to bear. And so thank you, Governor, for activating the Drought Assessment Committee, DNR, for your leadership in all of the work groups. So Missouri Department of Conservation, our involvement in the Drought Assessment Committee, we looked at all of our areas in the most drought-stricken areas and identified conservation areas where we have water impoundments that could be used for livestock producers. So in that process, we've identified 28 different conservation areas that have water impoundments on it. And there are two ways that livestock producers can go about, if it's an area close to them, they can go about getting more information. One, the DNR website. There is a single point of contact for the Department of Conservation. And so if they're just not sure what area is closest to them, they can contact that single point of contact and find out more information. Or thanks to the interactive map, again on the DNR website, and I think here's an example of that, you can click on a conservation area and determine who the area manager is and make contact that way. So we are delighted to be part of this process, and again, thank you so much, Governor, for your leadership.
Thank you, Director. Also, Harry Thompson, representing the Missouri Farm Bureau.
Thank you, Governor. This is really government at its best, seeing a problem and addressing it into a down-to-earth way, hopefully solving problems for area farmers across the state. I farm here in central Missouri, and the rains this year have been extremely spotty. We've got some farm ponds that are drying up, not only due to the drought this summer, but the drought that we had last winter. The ponds never recovered last winter. I currently haul water for one herd, and hopefully we'll get some rains to replenish those ponds. But I can see where this would really be helpful for people, especially if you were driving by one of these impoundment areas with a truck hauling water to a load of cattle, wishing, man, I wish I could pull it out of there. It'd be so much easier and quicker. So I applaud you for making this decision, and hope people can take advantage of it.
Good morning, and again, on behalf of all the cattle farmers, ranchers, and owners in the state of Missouri, we applaud the fact that you guys have come together and helped us create some relief in the stress points right away instead of 2 or 3 months after it does no good. Opening up some of the haying opportunities and the water opportunities is incredibly crucial to those people who are lacking in those areas. And we've never seen this out of an administration before, and we greatly applaud this.
Missouri Dairy Industry Alliance, Governor, thank you. Sean Cornelius from Hamilton, Missouri. I happen to have the good fortune of living in Northwest Missouri, right in the middle of the D4 drought. First thing I'm happiest about is I can report 1.7 inches of rain overnight last night. That brings us to a total of 3.2 inches since May. That is very short. Governor Parson, thank you very much for so early recognizing that we had difficulties in the country and making your declaration that there was a problem. Directors, thank you all very much for your coordinated response. As a livestock producer, it's nice to have a one-stop shop. To be able to find everybody and talk to. Our departments did an excellent job of releasing feed resources early on that cattle producers are able to take advantage of. We greatly appreciate that. This access to water coming up is the next real need that we have. So Department of Conservation releasing those resources is gonna be a super help. Thank you all very much for working together. As the governor mentioned, Missouri livestock producers, we've been through drought before. We'll probably get to go through it again at some point in time, hopefully not too soon. But we will always do what we've always done. We'll do the best with what we have to bring healthy, nutritious food to our people. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. He's with the Missouri Dairy Alliance chairman. I've got that. And next up's Lloyd Guntry from the Missouri Dairy Association.
Thank you, Governor, and good morning, everybody, and thank you for the departments for what they're doing. As dairy farmers in the state of Missouri, we're at a crucial point. We are losing members. Dairy farmers can't afford to buy their hay this summer because it has went really high because of other people know that they need it, so they raise the price up for us. And that makes an extra burden on the dairy farmers. Not only they can't raise their own feed, then next thing you know, the price that they do buy is so much higher. And again, we want to thank you for helping us get some feed supplies to these people that can need it. Again, we went through these droughts before, and as we look towards this drought here, I see that we're going to have some problems later on also, because these forages out in the fields, just because we're starting to get a rain now, doesn't mean that those forages are going to come back. They may be lost because of the dry weather. So thank you for the departments to help us get some of these soil and water programs to benefit the farmers that later on may need that assistance to get some of this seeded back into a productive crop for those livestock people. And that also works for not only dairy, but it works for the beef farmers as well as the dairy. And those are very important aspects that I appreciate the governor coming out in early and addressing all this, as well as his department people. And again, as dairy farmers and livestock people, I want to thank you for doing such.
I think just finishing up here, I think it's important for everyone to understand during that transition period I went through, Governor, this drought come about early on. And for me to be able to do that executive order as early as we did make a difference and going to make a difference. Because if we hadn't have done it then, we're talking about doing it now, and things would have been much more critical at this point. Again, I can't tell you, I put that burden on my directors. They all work together. And sometimes when these agencies have difference of opinions on different things, it's great to be able to see that agriculture community working with these directors that are here today on a joint effort that's what's best for Missouri and Missouri farmers. Lloyd brought up a good point. This is not over by no means. This is not a cure for all the problems we're going to have. We're still going to be short fall pasture in the cattle industry. Row crops are still out there. Crops, you know, we're going to have to figure out how that weather situation affects them. But this is a long way from being over yet. And I think today was about just trying to help. That's simply what we were doing. And again, I want to thank everybody for working together on that and what the future is going to amount to be, what the future is going to come out to be for agriculture. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. I think it's also important to remember back in the 1980s, back years ago when we went through tough times in this state with severe droughts, some people are not going to make it. Unfortunately, so that's the difference between maybe us giving, but by us helping a little bit, maybe we save some people's businesses and their farms out there. And that's what we're trying to do here today, is make sure we provide the resources to help one another in the agriculture industry as we see it today. So with that, we'll be glad to answer a few questions. And yes, Kelly will be running the press conference.
Actually, I think that's under Director Comer.
Yes. We wanted to provide access to haying our state parks in a way that that was fair and gave everybody an opportunity. So we will open up the acreage and provide the ability for farmers to put their names in, and it'll be chosen by lottery so that we can guarantee a fair outcome there. In the 900 acres that are available, I believe that's...
I think that will truly come back to what's available, you know, what they can do. Some of it will be hayable, some of it won't. So I think the idea is to provide as much as we can for the farmers.
And I'm not sure. We have, we probably need somebody from NRCS to talk about where we are in that process. I do know that we've been working with NRCS early on some early provisions. But, Hain, I don't know, Chris, if you're aware of that process.
So, NRCS has been working.
NRCS has been working to release some of those acres as well. The best point of contact would be for farmers to contact their county office to find out what's available for them. Depending on what your drought status is in your county, there are different resources that are available. So we've been encouraging all farmers and ranchers all across the state to work with their local FSA office and the NRCS office to see what aid is available to help them depending on what drought status their county is in.
No, but right now, everything's on the table. We've been looking at all things that we feel like we can do. We feel like right now, for this time, we're doing what we can do. But everything's still on the table. If we need to do different resources, we will. I don't know if that's necessarily one of them, but we're looking at everything.
Going down the same road, 2012, 2 months, 90-plus degrees every single day. Everything drives up with families wanting to sink wells. Are those wells mitigating the circumstances now, or are they five holes? Is there any benefit to what we did in 2012 that is making what is going on now in the West Series?
Oh, yeah. I think any of the farmers that had the ability to have those wells put in is a blessing in disguise for them because, yeah, those wells are still out there and are still being utilized. Do you like to?
Yeah, I happen to be aware of a couple of those wells.
That's for us.
They are definitely helping in the world for the Western Tier. We take some issues right now. Lack of data of availability of the well sites is a big problem. That's why this water is going to be so hard for the community access to water to maintain the livestock.
I think on the water source, just to mention it, I think we're much better off allowing people to go in there and get this water the way it is. You get more people involved that has the availability to get the water. And in the long run, I think that's better for the big picture to be able to do that.
Jason, over here, Jason.
Yes, Congressman Cleaver was at the fair last Thursday, and was there talking about the water tower grants and took an interest in the speak of that?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Water tower grants and Congressman Cleaver took an interest in the state fair with you.
You know, I'll maybe let the director answer that too of ag, but I want to say I was glad he was at the state fair talking about this issue and understood this issue, because I think that working together is going to make a difference on that. On the federal level, I guess there's a couple of questions come up out there. We're working on the federal side of it as much as we can through here and through the director to trying to find out what resources are there. But for the congressman to be able to be involved is a good thing for us in state and Missouri. Director, you want to?
Sure. So, you know, that's going to be something that's not going to be immediate relief for us. The program is a great program, but it's not something that will help this drought situation. It'll be something to help in future years. It'll give more water storage in our rural areas, so when a drought does happen, there's more water readily available in a more timely manner. So it's definitely something that needs to be looked into, and we applaud the congressman's action in taking the proactive stance that he has.
Oh, I think there's water is always something we should all be concerned with for the long run. You get up in northern Missouri, some of these reservoirs up there, yeah, those are serious conditions up there. I mean, we always need to be, I think water is just so important to everybody in the state, and it's something we all want to look at, but yeah, we want to be careful of it. I think on the federal side, and again, I'm not congressman probably have a better answer for you to that. But I think building these reservoirs up and making sure we're planning for water for the future is critical. So, and when you come to times like this, this gives us more resources for the agriculture community. So anytime we can expand water in this state is a good thing.
We're going to take one more question. Governor, could you shed any additional insight on why you're asking
me to do this? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Could you shed additional insight on why you're asking me to do this?
I'm not hearing the question.
Oh,
I'm not. First of all, I'll be glad to address that, I guess, after this. But right now, I want to focus on agriculture and the drought, you know, not on some of the administration decisions I'm making. I think there'll be an answer to that. There's already been a public statement put out on that. So I'll be glad to talk about that. But today, I really want to focus on agriculture and this drought situation for the state of Missouri.
All right, we're going to go one more.
Do you have any idea if it's going to water? Do you have any idea how much more coverage
So it depended on what area of the state farmers were in. Up in the northwest area and the northeast area, they were really dry, north central Missouri as well. So we already were behind on our rainfall because we didn't have a lot of snowfall through the winter. It depended from county to county, but some counties are, you know, as you heard from Sean, he's had 3 inches of rain since May. That is very unusual. Normally we have nice spring rains that will help bring up those pond levels so that we have water to go out throughout the summer. And we always expect July to be a little dry in Missouri. We know that. And so farmers just didn't have the opportunity, though, to replenish their ponds through the winter months. And so normally we wouldn't be worried about shortage of water and having to haul water in August. Normally we end up getting, you know, the rainfall in the springtime to carry us through till the fall, where we start to see more precipitation come as well.
And I think to finish that, most farmers, I will say in the cattle industry, is what I'm involved with, probably those hay crops were probably at least a third off. So that really complicates things even further when you start talking about the shortage of going into a drought when you don't have that early hay season we should have had. And that's just, most of it's about a third off around the state, wherever you talk, the farmers I've talked to. So with that, well, listen, thanks everybody for coming in here today. Again, I want to thank my directors, all the associations here that are represented today. I want to thank you guys for working together and trying to help Missouri farmers out here. Thank you.